Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. If you want to earn six figures as a freelancer, let me start with a reality check. Six figures is hard. You probably will not reach it. And I'm just being honest here. Most freelancers don't. But it is possible. Everyone who gets to six figures had to start somewhere. It is not some magical feat that happens overnight either. And yes, it is true that some people have a head start. Look, the reality is we all start with different resources and skill sets. What is referred to as our unfair advantage. But that does not mean that you are disqualified if you happen to start further back. It just means that you'll probably have to do some major grinding in the beginning. And honestly, this was me, way back at the starting line. A high school dropout, no college degree, no money, no backups, all of that type of stuff. So when you are facing a big challenge like this, it's normal to wonder if it's worth the risk. So, what's the risk of chasing down six figures as a freelancer? You, in air quotes, you fail. And now all you have is a good five-figure business. This doesn't sound so bad, does it? Now that we have that out of the way, you can stop, you know, the unproductive what-if thinking and actually focus on an actual plan to reach your goal. So I broke it down into a few steps. The first one is audit. You have to take an honest, objective look where you are at currently. What marketable skills do you have? What industry knowledge and soft skills do you have? Where are you financially and what are your financial goals? What time do you have available for freelance work and working on your business? I mean, the reality is some of us, you know, have backgrounds where we are single. We've got so much time on our hands. Others have, you know, family. Others are newly married, whatever, you know, and we've got our resources. Our resources are not only financial. It's mainly, mainly time. So really assess what you have, and then we need to objectively see how we can plan, you know, from there. Now, after we've done our audit, we need to pick our skills and knowledge areas that we want to work on. So focus on the minimum viable thing that you need, right, to build a portfolio and get your first clients. So let's call this your MVP. Now we need to take the next steps in the business, and that is improve on the job. When I started freelancing, it was, I would say, a lot different to what it is now. I started building websites only knowing CSS, and I mean bad CSS, literally the basics of Bootstrap, learning how to center a div and all of that stuff. And I got clients. So I want to encourage you, don't let this knowledge gap stop you from taking action. I think, in fact, now it's even easier to actually learn, you know, how to code and make websites, you know. But I think that'll be a separate episode on that. The bottom line is there'll always be more to learn. You need to just get over that comfort zone on not knowing enough and actually take what you know and try and make money with what you know. Step three is build a portfolio website, but you need to do it fast. You know, I can't tell you how many times I speak to people, hey, how far are you on your freelancing journey? And then they tell me hey, I'm still busy with my portfolio site. Meantime, that's 3 months later. And the reality is, even as a complete beginner, you can have a portfolio website up without even knowing how to code and whatever. Call it worst case in a week, and that's on the side. You know why? Because you can use a template, or you can, you know, even pay someone to do it for you. But the reality is there's so many existing templates that look amazing. So honestly, there's really no excuse. It's just someone procrastinating from there. Now, the other value of having a portfolio is most clients won't buy from you without social proof. I mean, put yourself in the position of their shoes. They want to hire someone with the results. They want to see what you've done. They don't want to know what you can do. So focus building on a portfolio fast to showcase your skill set. And I've got an episode on working for free. I think you should listen to that. But for now, I will say, do work for cheap or even for free if necessary. The bottom line is you need to get clients and you need to show what you've done. Your portfolio does not have to be perfect. It just needs to show concrete results and proof that you can actually do the work. Next one is defining your offer. When it comes to landing clients, defining your offer, I would say, is 80% of what you need to do. Within 5 seconds of coming across your website, or let's say your social media profile, a client needs to understand how you can help them solve, you know, their problem or whatever, and how you can be the solution to their needs, right? Otherwise, they really don't really have a reason to look at your profile and entertain you. They can always move on to the next person who does showcase clarity and a good offer. So a good offer, by the way, I'm going to have an episode on defining an offer, and I'm going to go into a lot of details with some good examples and everything. But for now, focus on three things: who you serve, what you do, and the benefits to the client. In other words, how you solve their problem. Don't say things like, "I build beautiful websites." That's basically a bad offer. You need to make a good offer. So you might say something like, "I make Wix Studio websites for X niche." And I'm going to, as I mentioned, I've got some awesome ideas that I want to get into the details of the offer for now. But just think of it from that perspective instead of saying, "I make websites." Remember something. What separates you from your 9-year-old niece who knows how to make websites? And I know it's a weird question, but think about it. If she can make websites and you can as well, what separates you? So often it is about your offer. Now, next one is your pricing. When you've defined your offer, you need to decide on, or let me say that again. When you've defined your offer, you need to decide on your pricing model. And very important, you need to test it. Pricing is very much a journey. It is not a destination. So I do have a lot of content on pricing. I'm not going to explain all the differences. But for now, the models that you should consider is hourly pricing, fixed pricing, value-based pricing, and packaged pricing. I do have episodes and videos and everything on this in a lot of detail. So please do listen to it if that's confusing for you. So I'm wrapping up with two more steps. The first one that I've got here is getting clients. And just like pricing, I've got a lot of content on getting clients. But in general, there are 6 good avenues or ways, really, to get clients. First one is friends and family. Next one is communities. I've got a community, Freelance Fam. It's free. So many people, even this week, have gotten clients. I've even hired, 2 people to do some project work just this month alone. And also people that I know. So it's completely underrated. The next one is freelance platforms. I mean, there's so many platforms out there. You really need to be on it. You've really got nothing to lose being on there. The next one is Google Search and Google Maps. I've also got some content on how to walk through getting clients from Google Maps and Google Search. And then Outreach DM. That is like on social media or actually email as well. Sending cold emails and everything. So that's a whole strategy on itself. And lastly, one that actually a lot of people don't talk about enough, I think, and that is partnering with agencies. You know how many agencies look for people 2 hours a day or 4 hours a day doing some work? And actually, you know, to be frank, I mean, even just before I recorded this episode, I'm looking for someone 4 hours a day on to do some content work and stuff. So it's very common to do all, you know, to do that. So I'm not going to go into all of the details about this. I think I have a video on this that I expand on every single one in a lot more detail, even perhaps in a podcast episode. So do try and check it out. So finally, and I think this is so important and it's a little bit cheesy in a way, or a bit vague, but it is adapt. So once you've landed a few clients, it's important to refine things and keep learning as you go, because you'll find that you need to adapt your strategies. You need to adapt your offer, your pricing. You're going to learn how to upsell, and you're going to figure out what is working and what is not. You're also going to have to learn how to outsource, and outsourcing is a big topic. I also talk about that quite a lot, but you basically want to automate, delegate, or outsource tasks that you don't enjoy or that is a bottleneck at keeping you from growing. Because the way to move away from charging for your time and to actually have some more freedom is if you are not doing all the work. So ideally, you want to outsource. So all that to say, commit to the plan, actually stick it out. 1 year of hard work and compromise is really nothing in the bigger scheme of things for this reward. So yeah, I hope you guys found some value in this episode, and hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much, and have a good rest of your day, and hopefully chat to you soon. Thank you.